there is an average of one mass shooting per day in the United States. In 2020, distinguished professor of English, history at American University, Alan Leichtman, wrote the book Repeal the Second Amendment, the first book that uses history, legal theory, and up-to-the-minute data to make a compelling case for the amendment's repeal in order to create a clear road to sensible gun control in the United States. Alan Leichtman, it is a great pleasure to welcome you back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
My great pleasure. And it's Leichtman, by the way.
Leichtman, I apologize.
There you go.
In the 2 years since you were last on, I completely forgot that, although if you had asked me probably 2 days after, I would have forgotten it too. But I thank you very much for being with us. With what has happened since we last spoke, with the incidents, especially what happened yesterday, what happened in Buffalo, does that bring us closer to the possibility of repealing the Second Amendment?
One could only hope that the reality of death brings us to what we need to do in order to make Americans safer, and that is repeal the Second Amendment. Joe, the greatest hoax maybe in the history of our country is the notion that the Second Amendment establishes an individual right to keep and bear arms. Not a single individual involved in passing or ratifying the Second Amendment ever said anything of the kind. Moreover, here's the proof positive. Who crafted the Second Amendment? The slaveholder, James Madison. And slaveholders across the country voted in Congress for the Second Amendment and then voted to ratify the Second Amendment across the country. Do you think for one moment these slave owners would have supported an amendment that gave an individual right to keep and bear arms to black people in this country, whether slave or free? But by tying it to the militia, they kept arms out of the hands of black people because black people were not allowed in the militia at that time. It was only during the Civil War period that broke down. You know, to listen to the NRA, and, you know, it's been proven to be a totally corrupt organization, as all the news that has come out, we should be the safest of all advanced democratic nations. Instead, we are by far the least safe. Not only do we have a mass shooting a day, and there was a wonderful comment in The Onion a number of years ago, which was, there's nothing we can do about these mass shootings, says the only nation where they occur regularly. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of 15,000 gun murders a year, 23,000 plus gun suicides. Do you realize, as compared to our closest peer nations, G7 nations plus Australia, an American is 20 times more likely to be murdered by a gun? Not 20%, but 20 times more likely.
Professor Leichtman, I am interested. Time is our enemy here because I only have about 4 minutes, but I want you to briefly tell us of how it is possible for us to come up with a cogent and clear plan to repeal and replace the Second Amendment without actually taking guns away from anyone who has them now.
Right. You know, it wasn't until 2008 that the courts interpreted the Second Amendment as an individual right to keep and bear arms. No one was confiscating guns prior to that time. You know, that's a complete scare tactic. Here's why it's possible. For decades now, the gun control movement has said, we support the Second Amendment, but it's a completely losing strategy. As we've seen, there's been no progress since the Clinton administration, basically, in national gun controls. And things have just gotten worse and worse. So the model, of course, is the repeal of the Prohibition Amendment. And this took place at two levels. Number one, a major grassroots movement showing that the Prohibition Amendment was self-defeating and destructive to the health and safety of Americans. And then number two, and this is very important, is some of the most prominent supporters of the Prohibition Amendment turned against it, saying we made a mistake. This was not something that, including John D. Rockefeller Jr., among others. So we need both a grassroots movement and we need prior supporters of the Second Amendment to come out and lead this movement. You know, in 1955, the NRA said all of the evidence points to the fact that the Second Amendment is a collective, not an individual right. They only changed that after they became radicalized in the late 20th century and realized that the Second Amendment could be a political club. So we need massive education movement, we need a grassroots movement, and we need some leaders to really turn around on this.
It's such an important topic, and I thank you so much for addressing it, and I thank you so much for being with us this morning to talk about it. Professor Alan Lichtman,
my pleasure,
is the author of the book, Repeal the Second Amendment. Thank you very much, Professor. A great pleasure. Distinguished Professor of History at American University, Alan Lichtman, wrote the book, Repeal the Second Amendment. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.